Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 12th of December, recording at 5:09 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, the highlights. Mixed action on stock markets in here today. In Asia, Japan, which has been moving up pretty well every day, scored another gain, 109 points on the Nikkei, taking it up to 16,637. India took another big hit, falling even more sharply here today. That's certainly broken that medium-term upward trend quite emphatically. And in fact, that was the case yesterday. And you might recall that small downside key day reversal on Friday. The news item on it said that industrial production had slowed to the lowest level in 10 months. I think that's really statistic du jour. And I suspect it's one of those typical reactions that we have seen among a number of stock markets. Well, it's not typical, but we have seen a number of reactions by stock markets recently. India is much sharper, but it is high beta. Okay, that was supposed to be a review of the highlights, but I said a little more about it than I'd intended to. European stock markets, a little up or two, a little down. Wall Street at the moment is on the minus side, 38 down on the Dow, 4 on the S&P, 16 on the NASDAQ composite. Government bonds, steady in the U.S. to slightly easier in Europe. The U.S. dollar, now this is ranged from a little up to a little down, and it's currently fractionally higher in here. And precious metals have really tracked the dollar action, and so they have eased in the last few minutes as the dollar has steadied just a little bit. Industrial metals mixed, though more on the downside. Nickel currently down $1,150 as I speak. That sounds like a lot, but remember this is still, even after that decline, this is still $32,850. And the grain and bean complex, before I mention that, I should say that cocoa is still quite firm and just been powering ahead in recent days. Oil's firmer in here. And soybeans, they've given up an earlier gain. Most things a little bit easier in here right now. Okay, well, where are we? I think in terms of reactions for stock markets, I've gone out of my way to differentiate between the action that I had been looking for and that we've been seeing over the last few weeks, but to differentiate between that and a medium-term correction such as we saw in the May-June period, the former being much larger, of course, than what I think we're likely to see in here right now. For further ranging to take place in a longer consolidation of those extremely good gains that we saw off the June and July lows is hardly surprising. And over next year, again, I remain quite optimistic overall, but My enthusiasm, largely because of the third year of the U.S. presidential election cycle, but my enthusiasm is tempered by the fact that I think with a somewhat slower global economy, although that may change as we get to the back end of the third quarter, I've mentioned this, I beg your pardon, back end of the first quarter, I've mentioned that the lower oil price could help to jumpstart a bit of a pickup in growth and would cushion downside risk, and I think that's still likely to be the case. But my concern about stock markets in 2007 would be that I think it's most likely that we would need to see a valuation expansion to produce another good third year gain. Now, will the liquidity be plentiful enough? Will sentiment be strong enough to produce that valuation expansion? Well, it's possible, but it might not be so easy to achieve that without it. Now, the other points to mention, and one wants to keep an eye on these factors, and I know I'm repeating myself, but I do think not yet today, but I've said this on so many audios. Watch the long-dated government bond yields if they rise sharply. Watch the oil price if it rises sharply. Neither are doing this at this particular time. Or were we to see another downward acceleration by the dollar from current levels, all of those, never mind all three, would create headwinds for global stock markets. And in terms of the metals, the thing that has, I think, surprised everyone, ourselves included, and we remain among the big long-term bulls, is that the industrial metals have held up so well in here overall. There is, at these levels, there's the ongoing risk of lengthy ranging phases, which some of them have been seeing, and medium-term corrections, reactions cannot be ruled out, quite obviously. But I don't think that alters what I maintain and have all along, is that this is a secular bull market for industrial metals. So I'm much more bullish than most of the mining analysts in terms of where prices are likely to be in a few years' time. And the reason for that, purely and simply, is the 5.5 billion people in the developing world, led by, well, all going for it, led by China and India, and that has just changed the demand for these metals out of sight, and production is not being increased anywhere near as rapidly as many analysts had projected previously. Production will increase, that's for sure, but I don't see demand dropping off. I think demand, which will fluctuate a little bit, but within a rising trend overall. That's very much my expectation, and I think it would take a severe global recession to change that, and I'm not forecasting a severe global recession anytime soon. Precious metals, they again are moving in line with the dollar, as I mentioned earlier. I think that these patterns, many of which, well, they're all ranging. Silver has been the strongest by far, as I'm sure you're aware. But I think that the big gains will occur when we see gold rising against all currencies. Now, that's not currently the case, but I do think that gold has bottomed following a reaction against all the currencies. You remember last year, gold started to take off. I think it was in about September or October, in terms of all currencies. You can see those charts in the library. And it got overextended in April and May and then commenced quite a sharp reaction. But gold, certainly, the way, well, from what I see on those charts, the way I interpret those charts, that gold has certainly bottomed, and it did so back in June, against those currencies, and is still in a ranging support building phase. But when it is clearly appreciating once again, then I think we will see some quite strong gains. We will have to wait a little longer for that, I suspect. And I think that's pretty much it in terms of the highlights and a quick review. So I'll just wish you all the best.